on Thursday in a small cottage within view of the battered and dilapidated buildings of the closed Balsams, developer Les Auten laid out a grand vision for reopening the resort.
We can really be an international destination.
Auten's a main entrepreneur who's leading the effort with other investors, including owners Dan Hebert and Dan Digest. Thursday's crowd included officials from Coos County, including its 10 state representatives. The Balsams closed late in 2011 after struggling as a worse-for-wear resort that shut down each winter and lacked amenities such as televisions in the rooms. But under Auten's plan, the 11,000-acre resort would open year-round and offer activities ranging from golf, hiking, and yoga to snowmobiling and greatly expanded ski slopes. There would also be a conference center. Lodging could be rented or purchased. Auten says the first phase includes renovations and new buildings, with room for about 1,000 people, and a kind of village square from which guests could take a gondola to the ski slopes.
We would like to have the resort open for summer activities in July of 2016, and open again for winter activities by January of 2017. You know, I finally feel comfortable enough saying that I think there's a better than a 50-50 chance of this actually happening now.
Auten said the multi-phase, multi-year project would bring hundreds of millions of dollars into the local economy and create at least 500 jobs to start with. Of course, this all comes with a steep price tag. Auten estimates the first phase will cost about $143 million. He says he's short about $28 million, and that's a major reason why the state reps were at the meeting, to hear a pitch for Senate Bill 30, which is sponsored by Jeff Woodburn, who represents the North Country. The bill would allow the state to, quote, unconditionally guarantee $28 million in bonds that would be purchased by a bank. Should the resort go bust, the state would have a lien on the property. It's been several decades since the state backed such a bond, said Jeff Rose, the commissioner of the state's Department of Resources and Economic Development. But if SB 30 doesn't pass, Auten said the project is dead.
It's economics. It's just the deal. It's not meant to be threatening. It's just that there is no plan B.
Not surprisingly, in the economically bleak North Country, elected officials, including Coos County Commissioner Tom Brady, are enthusiastic.
I think this is absolutely awesome to see this.
But Lancaster Representative Herb Richardson says he recognizes the challenge of getting the rest of the legislature to get behind the funding.
We've got a job. There's 10 of us and 390 of the others, but I have faith enough in the state.
The project has the strong support of Dred Commissioner Rose. On Thursday, he described it as, quote, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.